Welcome to My Heart Songs podcast number 62, Surrender. We're only alive for a short period of time, a cosmic blip, a fleeting dance, a flash of lightning on a moonless night. There are many faces of surrender to our finite existence in a seemingly, for all practical purposes, infinite swarm of galaxies is only one. There is the surrender after violence when one side gives up fighting. There is the surrender to avoid violence, if possible. There is the surrender that is just a trick to gain some advantage. There is the surrender that is about going with the flow, the dominant chord of emotion. There is the surrender to the past that dissolves the grip of how it could have been, the beginning of healing trauma, allowing grief. To the present, letting go of how we think it should be. To the future, dropping the wood of how we want it to be. All involve not blocking what is actually happening, a leap into the unknown, and a deeper questioning about what we thought we wanted or needed. The dictionary tells us this word has been in use since the 1400s, with Anglo-French roots denoting to yield something to the possession or power of another, deliver up possession of on demand or under duress, to give oneself up as to the police or some influence, course, or emotion. It is an active process, not a passive one, an action with conscious intent rather than something done to us in which we are a victim. For me, surrender always involves a triad where I let go, feel the loss, and embrace acceptance. Sometimes what we initially have to let go of is denial, will, pleasure, control, fear, wherever the chains feel tightest. The fall is a time when much of nature, trees, fruits, vegetables, even weeds, fling forth an abundance of seeds into the unknown, a letting go filled with the hope and possibility of what might eventually emerge. The seed cannot know what might develop from the darkness of the soil into which it has been thrust. It gives itself over to the process. So with us, the initial letting go often creates a sense of loss, an unwelcome feeling that ultimately transports us to the threshold of something new and vital, though winter's discontent may be long indeed. Surrender for me always involves a touching and feeling of that loss, of what might have been. And we can't rush to get to the empowering philosophy of when one door closes, another opens. As humans, we're highly loss-aversive. That's a reality of our protective biology. At this point in our grief, surrender can look a lot like defeat. And the voices of fear can grow quite loud. This will never end. I might regain my center, health, love, fortunes, only to lose everything again. As I gradually step forth from the way back when in the way back then when I was lost yet again, there is a palpable release in our body, mind, heart, and spirit. Like a fallen leaf on a pond, it does not sink because it doesn't flail or constrict, but rather gets still, opens, and floats. We too can be carried and renewed by inner resources beyond our awareness, by the support of others, by life's mysteries. Feeling the loss is a different form and mode, rather than struggle and resistance, that allows us to keep on keeping on. The final settling into surrender involves deep acceptance, a risk that liberates us because we give room and space for new growth, uninhibited by the weight of how it was supposed to be. When we truly accept, we don't give up or even stop fighting. We just direct our energy and life force towards centering and peace. We notice wherever we are saying no to life and what is, and change it to a yes. When we truly surrender by letting go, feeling the loss, and dropping into deeper acceptance, we invite communion with the Greek concept of kairos, best translated as right timing. We all know those days when the flow of life seems seamless and the rhapsody of perfect timing is intoxicating. When we experience kairos, everything falls into place effortlessly, It's as if we are tapping into some universal wisdom, being guided by unseen forces. Whether we're engaged in cooking or sports, building a business or creating a relationship, having good timing enhances our effectiveness. Is it possible to invite such beneficial synchronicity into our lives? It seems to be beyond good luck. Perhaps it's based on being fully present, paying attention, with complete surrender. To stop thinking and start acting intuitively with trust in whatever technique or training we've developed over time. We learn to rely upon and honor that part of us that always knows when to act and when to wait. And surrender is often about waiting. I find the whole process of surrender to be aided by creating a powerful image for myself of release. I often use the visual and body sensations of catching and riding a wave. This does a number of things. I associate surrender with pleasurable rather than scary feelings. I embrace kairos. I will catch that wave of love or success or cessation of suffering when it's right for me. And it reminds me of the power of going with the flow. The image carries me through the phases I've described until I arrive at the peaceful surrender alluded to by John O'Donohue. Now is the time to free the heart. Let all intentions and worries stop. Free the joy inside the self. Awaken to the wonder of your life. See the gifts the years have given, things your effort could never earn. The health to enjoy who you want to be. And the mind to mirror mystery. To that, I would simply add, surrender and sing in your true voice, because in this life, you always have that choice.